Welcome to Auction Talk. Your host is Greg Story, longtime member of the National Auctioneers Association, an accredited auctioneer in real estate and president of Hart G. Auction Service. Now, here's Greg.
Welcome to this edition of Auction Talk. The majority of auction companies in the United States are family businesses, and most of the family members have jobs to do, at least before or during any auction. The kids may haul out items, load out, clean up, clerk, run tickets, work in the office, cook and serve food, or any combination of these tasks. This small family-type business is a basis for growth and greatness of our country. It is capitalism and free enterprise in its purest forms. It teaches us honesty, integrity, and ethics. It binds the marriage and the family. But the person who is involved in the average auction business the most, without actually running it or getting much credit, is, of course, the auctioneer's wife. Now, I'm not being sexist because I know there are many female auctioneers, and in their business, we could change it to the auctioneer's husband. But for today, I'm going to speak from my own personal observation and experiences and talk about the wives of auctioneers and what their lives are like. If they are meticulous with money and numbers, then the wife of an auctioneer is doomed to run the office. They have to check people in, double-check their driver's licenses, give out bidders' numbers, answer questions about such things as the terms of the auction, the items that are selling, the order of the sale, load-out procedures, and the working condition of everything you are selling that day, from guns to tractors to wheelchairs and lawnmowers. She is asked about them all. As an office manager, they also have to handle any dispute that comes up, any clerking errors, babysit lost and unruly children and pets, and sometimes even deal with the police that have been called because of a parking or traffic problem. All of these things and more must be done with an understanding smile, as well as immeasurable patience as buyers clamor to check in or check out. The auctioneer's wife will be confronted with every type of person and many problems that the inexperienced buyer will have. She'll have to sort out who bought what when three or four friends put all their purchases on one number to make it easier for them, but they have since forgotten what they bought and can't believe they spent as much money as the clerk tickets show. These first-time buyers get flabbergasted by the auction process, and of course they never hear any of the announcements that were made. They can't understand why the auction company can't haul that piano they just bought back up three flights of stairs and hold it for a couple of weeks until they can get a truck to take it home. Sometimes buyers just don't understand why the auction company won't take apart that antique pool table and box it up for shipping. Wasn't that, as well as delivery and setup to their home 40 miles away, included in their purchase price? All these things and many more go on in the typical auction office. So the auctioneer's wife must, as I said, take care of all these things and much, much more. All while 100 or so buyers stand impatiently waiting to check in or check out so they can get to their son's ball game. In one case, after a particularly long auction, a lady had to cut in line because she'd left the gas on in her house some 5 hours earlier and she had to rush home. Yes, the auctioneer's wife is responsible for settling these issues with an understanding smile that keeps buyers cheerful and glad to wait. Plus, she has to account for all the cash that passes through the office, make sure all the checks are made out correctly, as well as clear all the credit card transactions. Of course, when the auctioneer's wife isn't doing all these little things in the office, there is a mound of paperwork for such things as vehicle titles, livestock brand transfers, explaining the intricacies of gun purchases, and nervous sellers who come in the middle of it all and want to know if their old bent-up Tupperware brought enough money. She deals with the report of a little old lady that was seen stealing a piece of cheap costume jewelry, or the buyer who brought his dog and didn't have him on a leash, that just relieved himself on the antique cabinet that everyone, until then, was anxious to buy. The wife has to be adept at spotting counterfeit money, and basically keep track of every hot check artist within 150 miles of the auction, as well as their different aliases. She will also deal with medical emergencies that may come up among buyers or the auction staff. And even on one occasion, the case where a forgetful man wandered away from home and came to the auction and bid on everything with no money or memory of who he was or what he had done. She is available to settle disputes and maybe even notify the authorities when two buyers who had to park close to the auction have a fender bender because both of them want to be the first one to leave after the auction. One time, the police needed the office staff as witnesses to a fight that broke out when two buyers who had committed a federal crime by rigging the bidding on some pipe got into a physical altercation because one of the lawbreakers wanted to back out of the deal. These examples may sound extreme, but I have personal knowledge of them all happening at one time or another. When time is short, the wife of any auctioneer chips in to carry boxes of sale items out to the trailer, aids in guiding furniture moving, help sort through boxes looking for that special treasure that bidders will go wild over. And she does all this regardless of any previous chronic back problems she might have. She even laughs when it rained a half an inch the night before the auction, and she's assisting in carrying things out of a house, and no one knows how to shut off the automatic sprinkler system, and it still has an hour to go before it shuts off on its own. Her wardrobe consists of mud boots, wool socks, heavy gloves, insulated coveralls, rain slickers, sweaters, as well as caps for sunny days. Her wardrobe accessories include hand sanitizer, toilet paper, Kleenex, an electric heater, a large fan, insulated cooler for drinks, and the largest coffee mug ever sold in the free world. The wife of an auctioneer is also extremely adept at guiding you while you back onto your trailer in the pre-dawn hours. She can lash down a load as well as any experienced over-the-road trucker, and she can scream at you on cue and make it sound so menacing and real that any state patrol officer will let you go without that speeding ticket because he knows that your punishment from her will be far greater than any judge would dole out. Her ability to warn and ward off traffic while you change a flat tire after you had a blowout and jackknifed your flatbed on the icy interstate highway would make any air traffic controller jealous and be willing to take a pay cut. The auctioneer's wife doesn't mind that their family vehicle is littered with advertising, or that their second vehicle is a tractor. Her house is full of old gavels, crocks, treadle sewing machines, as well as oil lanterns and other items her husband has collected by accident or on purpose over the years. Not to mention the home office filled with computers, printers, audiovisual equipment, a dozen or so file cabinets, sign-making machines, and many other things that often spill out into the living room. She giggles at going through any new items in their original boxes at your auctions while thinking if they would make good Christmas presents for your relatives. Who cares if it's only May? Why wait until the last minute to shop? She plans all family activities such as illnesses, operations, yard work, shopping, and laundry around your auction schedule because she knows what she's going to be doing every Saturday. She might as well forget that high school reunion. She gleefully accepts your invitation for a night out on the town of dinner and dancing, as meaning that you have a benefit auction to do. But the food is free, and if she's lucky, maybe her husband's knees aren't hurting enough to keep him from doing some dancing. Of course, she'll have to help act as bid spotter for the event, but she's used to working for a supper, and it is, after all, a night out, and at least she'll be able to avail herself of the indoor toilets for once. She'll have to dress up quickly for this night out, as you have to leave early because of the distance to the auction. It does mean she'll be helping you feed the horses in her high heels long after dark when you get home, but she knows you've got a good flashlight. For her pay, the wife of any auctioneer gets to help unload your equipment when you get home from that large estate or farm auction and balance out the sale on the kitchen table until 10 o'clock that night. She counts herself lucky that there is so much auction stuff piled in her kitchen after such an event that she doesn't have room to cook. So her understanding but tired husband will take her out for a quick and inexpensive supper. During any typical auction, the auctioneer's wife makes sure her husband takes a quick break from bid calling to at least eat a hot dog or a hamburger, because all they had for breakfast was a fiber bar at 6 a.m. as they walked out the door. She, however, may not get time for the same quick bite to eat until the sale is over and everyone has left, or on the long ride home if she's lucky. Prior to the day of the auction, the auctioneer's wife gladly aids her husband, going through the homes full of estate items and searching through people's belongings looking for sellable items, as well as sorting the lifetime of household items that people have accumulated. She has become knowledgeable in the many types of antiques that one finds, and searching for values of these items on the internet. She also seems to remember the names of past buyers who were interested in similar or like items and what they paid for them. She aids her husband in taking pictures and editing the advertising video for upcoming auctions, as well as proofreading auction flyers and ads. She offers many suggestions on the appearance of all the print and internet advertising. She doesn't complain after a 12-hour auction when her husband and another auctioneer relive every item sold with her sitting in between them in the pickup going home for 3 hours. The wife of an auctioneer often has to hint to her husband that not every person he meets or everywhere he goes, even to church, that people don't always want to talk about auctions. She reminds him in subtle ways that even though he eats, sleeps, breathes, and dreams of auctions 24 hours a day, the rest of their friends don't. They may even get sick of hearing about auctions. She does support his enthusiasm for his chosen profession and puts up with her household being turned upside down day in and day out because of auctions. She understands when her auctioneer husband has to go look at a potential auction at the most inopportune time, such as on her birthday or on a holiday. She knows that there is only one thing he loves more than auctions, and that is her and her hard work and support. Seriously, the auctioneer's wife is always in the background keeping things organized and making her husband look good. She doesn't mind that he gets all the credit because they are a team. The auctioneer's wife is the oil that keeps things running and the glue that holds the business together. Without her, many of these family-run businesses couldn't thrive or even survive. So the next time you're at an auction and see the auctioneer's wife calmly working away, remember that they call her husband by the title Colonel, but she's really the general. So don't even think about giving her a bad time. If she can keep her husband in line, she can handle you. If this sounds like it's been a tribute to all wives of auctioneers, including my own, it has been. So if any of you ladies out there are ever tempted to marry an auctioneer, you can be assured of one thing, and that is, you will always know how your own estate will be handled if something happens to you. Thank you. And tune in again next time to Auction Talk.
$2,000 bid now, 3,000, now 4, 35, now 4, 4,000, now 5, and he played out, I got 5,000 back here, now 6, $5,000 bid now 6, 55, now 6,000, yeah, 6,000 over here, now 6,
we thank you for tuning in to Auction Talk. Email your auction questions to Greg at HartG@CenturyTel.net or call 719-384-4797 or go to HartG.com and click on the Auction Talk radio tab. Tune in next time for Auction Talk.
$8,000.